This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Socks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Sock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Took the final part to Ace Firearms for the Boyd's Gun Stock restoration of the ugliest Remington 870 known to man. And soon you will get to see it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I wish I had been the one to say this, but I'm not. But I am going to quote the guy. At Fox News, they do have some absolute staunch, crazed, just the way I like them, conservatives. And one of them is Greg Gutfeld. And he looked out at the sea of demonstrators against Brett Kavanaugh this past week and characterized the display as the seed pods from the garden of stupid that are blooming. And it is impossible not to agree with that assessment. The people who planted these seeds include more than 1,700 law professors who said Kavanaugh should be denied confirmation because he displayed a lack of judicial temperament while he was responding to all of these baseless accusations, which were nothing more than a delay tactic. Oh, well, he's about to be confirmed. Well, let's lob this at him and see him make him defend himself against this. Now, looking at the campus insanity, Heather McDonald writes this. The Kavanaugh hysteria has provided the country with a crash course in academic victim politics. The tribal denunciations of privileged white males, the moral panic over fantastical accounts of sexual predation, the spectacle of Ivy League law students claiming to feel unsafe, the assertion that a single uncorroborated outbreak of male teen hormone should cancel a lifetime of achievement in the law, all originate in the anti-Enlightenment ethos of the academy, embodied in critical race studies, feminist legal theory, and the attacks on the Socratic teaching method as anti-female and anti-survivor. The hashtag Believe Survivors mantra is a cornerstone of the campus grievance industry, but inimical to everything that a law school should teach. It's a religious gesture, not a legal one. Such belief is independent of proof, arising out of a pre-existing commitment to a narrative of ubiquitous female abuse by patriarchal white males. The survivor label presupposes the conclusion that evidence should establish that the accused is guilty of an offense. The fact finder, if there even is one, regards contradictions or holes in a woman's story as evidence of trauma and thus as further corroboration. According to the hashtag believers, Believe Survivors logic, the Innocence Project, which exists to vacate wrongful convictions and has a presence at law schools across the country, should be disbanded. Examples abound of student rape allegations arising out of voluntary drunken hookups following with the self-described victim sought further sexual contact with her alleged rapist. Even if such cases weren't so common, to presume the guilt of the accused based on an accusation alone would still be an affront to due process. The current generation of elite law students will one day become judges themselves, and if they remain committed to the circular logic of hashtag believe survivors, the rule of law is in trouble. Let's go to the map, shall we, and do a real quick recap on Christine Blasey Ford's allegations, you know, by an online friend, Max Madison. She refused to hand over the results of her polygraph. She refused to hand over her 2012 therapist notes. She said she was afraid to fly, but has flown dozens of times. Since she did, in fact, fly, she offered no other reason for the delay. She said she wanted anonymity, but contacted the Washington Post multiple times. She said she got advice from beach friends, but didn't mention that the primary one was a former FBI lawyer, Monica McLean, who worked for Preet Bharara, a man that Trump fired. She also failed to mention that when talking of her beach friends at the hearing, that Monica was sitting right behind her. She had a perfect memory of 1982, but couldn't remember basic things from the previous 10 weeks. We know she'd been drinking at this particular occasion. She changed the year of the alleged attack. She named four people, but had no backer. She couldn't remember how she got home, even though her story had her escaping the house, far from home, in the pre-cell phone era. She never told anyone and never claimed PTSD prior to Kavanaugh's name circulating 30 years later. She said she'd put the second door out on her house because of PTSD, but evidence shows it was to get around zoning laws to create a rentable apartment. She said she didn't know that Grassley offered to come to her, even though it was broadcast nationally. She feigned no knowledge of polygraphs, even though her ex's sworn statement said she'd coached Monica McLean how to beat it in the 1990s. In any case, her profession should have at least well acquainted her with it. She co-authored a paper on repressed memory creation years before she claimed to have one. Nothing is known of her pharmacology, but given her past alcoholism, her visits to a therapist, and her general presentation, odds are high that it's extensive. She scrubbed her social media. We know that a Naughty Bits hat photo that she was in was rabidly anti-Trump. She had zero family or friends with her, not from the 80s nor from today. In her hearing, she was surrounded only by Democrat Party handlers. We've been hearing constant cries of bravery and nothing to gain as a $700,000 GoFundMe is out there waiting on her right now. She's got a career boosted a la Anita Hill. And literally all there is her word versus all of the above and not a shred of evidence. I think that's an excellent summary. Leland Kaiser, whom she characterized as a lifelong friend, informed the committee that McLean had pressured her in a vain attempt to get her to change her statement to support Ford's account. The later claims of sexual predation by the nominee were even more fantastical and were, you know, sort of dismissed out of hand as they should be. And at the insistence of Senators Collins, Flake, Feinstein, and others, they conducted a seventh background check on Kavanaugh. And all of the senators were invited to read the report. There's a video of Senator Feinstein, if she read it, and she was fighting back tears. And she should be. She should be. Despite her denials and Susan Collins' generous endorsement of her probity, it is clear that Feinstein or her staff outed Christine Ford, a reluctant witness, secured counsel for and otherwise orchestrated this show, something that by credible accounts is creating blowback, an increase of support for the president and his party as we near the midterms. This shabby conduct is not going to pass without further investigation. If Lindsey Graham is in on it, believe it. In any event, the most compelling arguments were from Senator Collins. She graduated from St. Lawrence University, not Yale, but she took a great deal of time to actually review the decisions that Kavanaugh wrote. She has a far firmer grasp of the constitutional provision on due process and the separation on power. This was a setup the whole time. And now it's over. And, of course, we don't need to sit back and think it's in the bag now, because it is definitely not in the bag. But there are more people woke now than you and me. And that's a good thing. That's a splendid moment in time. Enjoy that part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. As excruciating as this confirmation process was, and they're calling it the Kavanaugh Ford hearing, it was nevertheless instructive. The nation came face to face with this neon glare that is the nastiness that is now the Democratic Party. Decent Democrats do still exist, but they either aren't paying attention, and therefore they function on tradition only, or their education has so failed them that they have no idea that this party, this political party, has gone off the deep end. They don't know there is a deep end. The 21st century Democrat is not a new species. He is just a new rendition of the ancient pagan mindset. These new Democrats have more raw power than ancient pagans ever had. They have all the advantage of modern technology. They have phenomenal wealth behind them. They have the leisure to work themselves into some twisty fits over any instance of reality that dirties their little rosy pink world. We have always stood on a sturdy foundation of hard work and honesty and self-reliance and a reverence for the individual as a creation of God Almighty. And American jurisprudence is found, you know, it was founded on ancient Hebrew law and on this Anglo-Saxon concept of government. Democratic ideas, as well, come up out of antique concepts, but theirs are the opposite of everything America has ever tried to be. We built our laws on the basis of the Ten Commandments. Those are good guides for any society. Any civilization made up of people who largely govern themselves along these lines will be a free and peaceful and prosperous nation. History demonstrates. But democratic policies are at odds with the entirety of these guidelines. They've developed their own Decalogue. So here are their Ten Commandments, these that they adhere to with a vengeance. First commandment, thou shalt have no other gods but human power. Winning elections is their reason, because power is their god, the party is their church, and its manifestation is large centralized government. They may demand that the Democrats lie, cheat, steal, destroy property, shoot baseball players, or kill babies, but all those activities are for the greater good, which is power. Number two, thou shalt worship under the direction of these priests, Darwin, Alinsky, Spock, Marx, Dewey, and Sanger, to say nothing of Baal. Child sacrifices their sacrament. All ideas counter to the thinking of these apostles must be mocked, blocked, and twisted. Third commandment, thou shalt bow down to nothing wholesome or productive. Kindness, genuine caring, duty, and honor are attributes to fake in order to win elections. See the first commandment. But they're never indulged with sincerity. Those values can clog with guilt many of the actions necessary for the required political fight to the death. Number four, thou shalt demonstrate no respect for the universe as God's creation. Good Democrats must see the earth as fragile and purposeless and as a God itself. Democrats may show up for church on Sunday, but they're not to take any of it seriously and should choose a church that preaches Marx rather than Paul. Fifth commandment, thou shalt destroy all vestiges of family. Democrats believe in taxing you so intensely that both parents have to earn a wage. Their public school curricula trained children to revere government rather than parents. Democrats champion sexual deviance and prepare children to indulge their sexuality from a young age. They champion abortion at all stages of fetal development, and they deny the difference between the sexes to produce maximum societal confusion. Sixth commandment, thou shalt attack, provoke, ridicule, and kill whoever gets in your way. Even though they don't physically kill their political opponents, they kill their livelihoods and their reputations and their families. And some of their followers, yes, they would kill us physically. This commandment gives modern Democrats an excuse to run conservatives out of restaurants, out of theaters, out of their homes. They can attack with impunity, the Republicans' electronic privacy. They can spy, tap, intercept emails, whatever is necessary. This commandment goes so far as to block any attempt their opponents can make to defend themselves, take their guns, take their knives, keep them vulnerable. Seventh commandment, thou shalt have any kind of sex with whomever, whenever, and wherever. Go back to the fifth commandment, you get it. Societal chaos and desperation, there you go. Eighth commandment, thou shalt legalize theft by authorizing the government to steal. Big government requires big money to bribe voters, keep them dependent, to be able to import new voters. And under this command, law enforcement must be hamstrung to such an extent that property crimes can't be enforced. Ninth commandment, thou shalt bear false witness against thine enemies. They make up, as you noticed here recently, elaborate stories of sexual deviance and financial malfeasance, of drunken orgies and high school shenanigans. And though they condone such behavior among themselves, they feign horror and outrage at the supposed missteps of their opposition. They gum up the operations of government with said allegations and then erase all remembrance of innocence until proven guilt. Winning, remember, is everything. Refer to the first commandment. Finally, the tenth commandment. Thou shalt envy, covet, and indulge all jealous attitudes, hating anyone who has accumulated more wealth, more power, more fame than you have. And this is the engine that runs the whole thing. Without envy, there is no discontent. Where there's no discontent, there's little need for government. Where there's little need for government, there's no accumulation of power. If there's no accumulation of power, there's none for the party to grab and no wealth for the party to pocket. What we saw in this confirmation process hopefully sobered up a lot of honest, honorable Americans, because what we saw on display was grotesque. Kavanaugh was damned, period. Damned if he did, damned if he didn't. Even if he walked into that chamber, without one word of testimony, Democrats are spouting their I believe her decrees as if they were holy proclamations. Unfortunately for them, most of us are good people. And the voting booth. Well, the voting booth is the only way we have to wash that venomous taste out of our mouths. There's not enough mouthwash to do it. Now, I haven't needed any because, like I said, I've been gut laughing since Saturday. But you get the picture. What we watched, like I said, should have been very instructive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Coming up just after 7 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will be participating in the swearing-in ceremony of Brett Kavanaugh, the newest justice to the Supreme Court. The driver of a supersized limousine involved in a crash that killed 20 people outside an upstate New York country store wasn't properly licensed. That's according to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. We also heard from Robert Sumwalt, chairman of the NTSB, late this afternoon.
We will be looking at the operations of the driver and the motor carrier. The actual operations of it, we're looking at the limousine operator's compliance with applicable state and federal regulations. We'll also look at the oversight, actual oversight by the state and federal oversight authorities, agencies, the company's safety culture.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
You know, right now I have two guns that are being built with Boyd's Gun Stocks. Now, one gun is complete, and it is the what I consider to be the ultimate scout rifle. I don't know if Jeff Cooper would agree with that, but just because of the way the stock is designed, it makes running the scout in its first configuration easier. It may weigh a little bit more than most people would like for it to, but that's beside the point. But now I'm rejuvenating a gun with Boyd's Gun Stock, the Remington 870 shotgun, it's a staunch stalwart in law enforcement and everything else. The one that is being rejuvenated, well, it has been staunch for a while. In any event, that is coming soon. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, Thomas Sowell taught us that activism is a way for useless people to feel important, even if the consequences of their activism are counterproductive for those that they claim to be helping and damaging to the fabric of society as a whole. We've never heard anything truer than that. That's never been spoken to us. The insanity The incivility demonstrated by all those hired thugs to heckle and badger any and all supporters of Judge Kavanaugh is a glimpse into the collective mind of the left. Only Joe Manchin of West Virginia had the grit to defy the orders of Schumer and Feinstein and the rest of the miserable totalitarian left. Their behavior over the Kavanaugh nomination has been way beyond uncivil. It has been diabolical. Their lack of respect for a man clearly deserving of respect for a life well lived over the past 30 years was abhorrent. But while none but Manchin broke from his party, it is likely that the millions of normal people who do not follow every major and minor political event, no matter how their party affiliation, were equally as horrified by what the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee did to the judge and to his family. It was a full-scale character assassination. And for what? To keep the Anthony Kennedy seat on the court vacant in hopes of retaking the House next month? For that, they lunged full force into the sadistic murder of a good man's reputation. It should be clear to all now that Professor Ford was the front man for a team of Clinton-affiliated schemers. And it wasn't simply for the self-gratification of the emotionally disturbed individuals that were at work. Those of us who follow these processes closely know that these crazy shrieking lunatics, like those who disrupted the vote in the gallery on Saturday, are recruited and paid for by the plethora of left-wing organizations funded by George Soros, the man who uses his vast wealth to bring down nations. He even funded Fusion GPS, the group that created the phony dossier meant to take Trump out before the election. He spreads his money far and wide, from presidential campaigns to state attorney general races. He's a blight upon any Western country. And all of his efforts and all that money spent, along with the like-minded dirty tricks of the American left, failed. Why? Well, because the American people are not remotely as stupid as this arrogant bunch of pseudo-intellectual snobs think they are. During the heady days of those anti-war protests and the anti-war protests in the 1960s, the stone-grubby anti-war protesters, their proponents of free love that the sexual revolution birthed thanks to the birth control bill, all thought that they were the bee's knees and hot stuff. They thought that they were changing the world. They took over the offices of university deans. They rioted in the streets and promoted sex, drugs, and promiscuity. And like the jerks who had been protesting the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh these past 2 weeks, they thought that they were making a difference. Well, they were. Because by the late 1960s, the American people were sick and tired of these antics. Their response was to elect Richard Nixon, who did set about ending the war, albeit leaving the South Vietnamese people to the predations of the communist North. Today, these protesters are a different breed. Not only are they paid for by Soros and his fellow rich goons like Tom Steyer, they just answer ads. They're given printed signs, T-shirts, and scripts and told what to do and at whom to shout their smears and threats. Majority of protesters in the 60s were college-age men who did not want to be drafted. Once the draft ended, the riots ended. The marches ended. These young people cared not a whit for the Vietnamese people. Today's protesters, most of them thugs, have no clue what they're protesting. They're ignorant of the issue at hand. Put a mic in front of them, ask a question about why they're there, what the sign they're carrying means, and they will likely have nothing to say. They show up because they're paid to show up. This is a tactic invented and implemented by the Clintons, but perfected during the Obama years. Robert Kramer, husband of Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, was the Clinton campaign's go-to thug, the man who hired protesters and dressed them in pro-Trump T-shirts and instructed them to beat up Clinton supporters. And that's how the left operates. Down and dirty. And they encourage violence. It is how they operated then, and it's how they operate now. The only difference is the infusion of vast amounts of dark money from men like Soros and Tom Steyer. They've been told that Justice Kavanaugh will be, by himself, he's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. So he must not be confirmed. They don't do any research. They just cash the checks they get for showing up and screaming at one congressperson or another. We got sick of this in the 60s. Most likely, most Americans are sick of it now. It is most likely, you know, in some cases, a, you know, part of a divine intervention that Judge Kavanaugh is now Justice Kavanaugh. The vicious moonbat left lost the battle. Now we have to continue the fight and win the war. We did it in 2016. We just have to turn out in massive numbers and fight the fight, November the 6th. This is vital. Are we going to let them take the United States further down the road to a socialist tyranny where due process and innocent until proven guilty, both tenets of Western civilization for well over 1,000 years, are things of a constitutional past? Are we going to fight a civil war? Are we prepared to go and take back what we lose? Or are we just prepared to hang on to it? These are all questions. You know, it amounts to us getting in our car and on November 6th going to where we poll and voting and leaving. And that's it. That's all the process it's going to take. You know, just go and vote. That's all it's going to take. It's a fight one way or the other. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Some people on the left are so committed to defeating Trump and his agenda that they spend hours every day scheming to thwart his surrogates and his appointees. The never-Trumpers, they appear on television as pundits in numbers much greater than their real relationship to the party. The media doesn't have the same kind of impact upon the Trump supporters that they would hope, and they have yet to understand the loyalty of his supporters that they show to the president. One day, here we are, he was actually sworn in today, really, you know, Monday. Some are beginning their effort to remove him now. The leader in this attempt would be Representative Gerald Nadler of New York, who's likely to become the judiciary chair should the Democrats take the House. The process of impeachment would require a majority vote of the House and a two-thirds vote in the Senate. Alan Dershowitz says that this impeachment is unconstitutional as Kavanaugh has not committed any crime in office. Without a doubt, it's further going to divide the nation. So, but to the left, that's okay. That's fine. And, you know, the last effort to do this was in 1804, and it was against Samuel Chase, and it was unsuccessful. But another idea is more ridiculous and calls for legislation to pack the court. The last time that was tried in 1936, as FDR was rebuked by his own party, this would only lead to more packing in future years. It clearly indicates the lack of civics education and understanding of the Constitution. The court is to interpret the law, not to make the law. The judges are not supposed to bend to political whim. Lifetime appointment removes a person from political pressure. That also means that lousy judges are hard to remove. So the swings of political trends are minimized. So how would this proceed? Okay. The Democrats claim that Kavanaugh lied under oath about his behavior during his youth. This would form the basis of the impeachment attempt. Of course, he could be telling the truth about his yearbook in his testimony. As we now know, Professor Ford's allegations are more suspect. One's prejudices are at the heart of whom to believe. But unfortunately, the left is wasting much effort. Brett Kavanaugh's record is similar to that of Merrick Garland, who was nominated by President Obama. He is slightly to the right and likely to rule in ways that are more conservative than Garland, but they were both mainstream judges. The left tried to ruin Kavanaugh, but they failed to understand his personality and that Trump would back him. And now their scheme is being revealed. And yet they know no shame, as Senators Feinstein and Booker, among others, keep making statements that are extreme. This fight by the left is about abortion and guns, but it is also about destroying Trump and his agenda. Trump keeps winning. This past week, he had one of his best weeks. Even Brett Stevens, a never-Trumper in the New York Times, has realized that he's thankful that the president is one of a few who would stand by Kavanaugh. Sometimes the extremists go too far, and then the deplorables react to the threats and push back against the hate and the vitriol. And now the polls will increasingly reflect this new respect for Trump, as the Rasmussen report shows him at 51% approval. Now, for all of you that are out there looking at this and saying, okay, normally this is the way this works. If the president doesn't have decent approval, then they will give the party, they'll give some of the power back to the other party. I don't know who wrote this, and I don't know why this is the unwritten rule of things, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. But at 51%, and this is what they're admitting to. This is Rasmussen. This is what they're admitting to. I think it's closer to 60%. And if it's closer to 60%, as I suspect, then it's going to be a bloodbath in the midterms, in the House. Why is it going to be a bloodbath? Well, because they are out there saying, we're going to impeach him, we're going to impeach Kavanaugh, we're going to raise your taxes, all of this stuff was crumbs, this stuff you got to stop, you know, it's a war against women, all this nonsense. When it all comes down to the fact that they just hate the fact that Trump is doing something that no politician has ever done, which is simply keep his promises. He said he's going to do this, he's doing it. He said he's going to do that, he's doing it. He's trying to build the wall. Everything he's trying to do, everything he said he was going to do, he's doing it. And the country is rocking and rolling due to it. So the polls that come out saying the Republicans are ahead, I'm not paying those any attention. The polls that are saying that the Democrats are ahead, I'm not paying them any attention. If I don't trust any polls. You shouldn't trust any polls. Polls are simply propaganda. They're simply propaganda. Nothing more. There's a poll to let you know how the country's going to vote. Then there's a poll on the day we're going to vote of how they think the country's going to vote. Then there's the exit poll where they're out there saying, how did you vote? Well, let me tell you how I voted. You know, so much for the secret ballot. And then they're putting that out there, too, and they're out there calling elections, you know, with half the day left to vote. I'm going to tell you what I think is going to happen. I think all of conservative America is going to take the day off on November the 6th and go vote. I think they are, you know, if we're not watching these people, you got to understand how bad they want this power. They want this power to be over you, to rule over your life. They want single-payer health care. They want climate change. And I'm going to tell you why, when we go into the next hour, I'm going to tell you why climate change is just a fraud. All of these things that they want is all designed to put you under their thumb. They don't care about a whole bunch of stuff that you care about. And they're not going to, they don't want to listen to you. And every time you don't listen to the media and to the polls and everything else, it makes them irrationally angry. And that's why when he was confirmed, and I don't care if it was 50 to 48, 90 to 10, I don't care. He is confirmed. His vengeance is complete. They can't impeach him. They know that. They know that. They would have to get 67 senators to vote to go along with that. So the House would go, if the Democrats take the House, they're going to spend a whole bunch of time impeaching somebody, and then it's going to fail. They'll take a whole bunch of time impeaching Trump, and that will fail. And it has nothing to do with actually wanting to impeach Trump, because they know it's not going to go anywhere. It's just to keep him from accomplishing his agenda. It's a game. A plain and simple game. All designed to make sure that you are in their power, under their influence. They want your money. They want control of you. They don't want you to be able to fight back. They want your guns and your knives. They want your children. They want to be able to tell you where to live and how to live and when, you know. And if you're out there earning money, they want to tell you, well, this is how much you can keep and that's all you really need. That's what they want. And getting out there and voting any other way is, and listen, I am no fan of the Republican Party, but I am buoyed by McConnell. I am buoyed by the fact that Lindsey Graham lost his mind last week. I hope everybody's eyes are wide open now. I hope all of this nonsense about being civil and bipartisanship, there is none. For the Democrats, there is no bipartisanship. It's bipartisan if you agree with everything they say. In less than a month, we could be looking at a crippling blow to these people. Not all the Democrats that are not in leadership are bad people, but they don't think critically for themselves. They believe too much what they hear. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.